This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September 30th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's National Truth and Reconciliation Day, a day we can gain an understanding of part of our Canadian history, and a day that we can find a path to a better tomorrow. By acknowledging atrocities that occurred within our country, we can remind ourselves of what was, own the traumas that occurred, and seek truth and reconciliation so our society can move forward. We can heal and embrace kindness, love, diversity, and equality. Rather than run from the past, we can look back. We can seek truth and learn from it. We can stand up against the wrongs that exist even today. In so doing, in listening to survivors, we can be released from the shadows of our dark past and move on. Those who've been wrong need to be able to speak up, and we as fellow citizens of Canada need to listen, learn, and make changes. There have been wrongs not acknowledged or dealt with. Many have suffered in our country, black, white, Native, Japanese, Jews, Muslims, males, females, children, adults. Many have been victims of isms. They all deserve to be able to stand up, be heard, share their stories as survivors, and the trauma of any kind and their injuries will require time to heal. Each person, each of us, is unique. There's no set time lapse for healing. It's a journey we have to go through. Once someone realizes they're a survivor, they can work through their pain and recover. It requires releasing the past, not erasing what was. Wrongs can be acknowledged, and then healing can happen. We can build on the mistakes of the past and build a new and better future. We can forgive, but not forget. Rather, we can forgive and work to go forward. Today, Orange Shirt Day, as it is sometimes called, points out the painful experience of our Indigenous people. By facing the true abuse and hurt, we're able to work toward fixing what was broken over centuries. Martin Luther King said, "The work of community, love, reconciliation, restoration, is the work we cannot leave up to politicians. This is the work we are called to do. We each of us need to do whatever we can to build our communities with love and reconciliation, so changes are made to create a fair, equitable life for everyone. We need to get to the root of our problems here and to learn from each other, to listen sincerely to one another, to build one another up, and we can help each of us take pride in our cultural identity rather than make assumptions and excuses. We can open our minds and face the truth of our history. Where hate and misjudgments ruled and divided us, today, this National Truth and Reconciliation Day can be part of our constructing a beautiful mosaic that makes us Canadians. Truth needs to be spoken and heard, and then we can act. We can respect one another, build loving relationships, and put down the racism, prejudice, and discrimination that got us here. This day is important for everyone. Truth and reconciliation can help us learn how to restore trust and build friendships with our Indigenous people and others. We can bond with one another. Together, we can build bridges of understanding. We can help all our Indigenous people reclaim their dignity, and we can work towards building our country so we all have clean water, the proper infrastructure, medical attention, and everything we wish to have for a healthy, vibrant country. The truth is, our history holds cultural genocide. We can't erase it, but we can most certainly listen to the stories of the survivors among us, and we can resolve never to forget the horrendous Indigenous experience, and also the pain and anguish suffered by others within our land. We are here now. We have a shared citizenship in history. So let's work together to build our land and grow it to its full potential. Let's embrace truth and reconciliation and move forward. Let's grow trust. We can't undo what was, but we can forgive. We can be reconciled and establish a society that thrives by bringing people together. Today, the From a Woman's Perspectives team will share their knowledge and experience and help anyone wishing to be empowered to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg, Christine the Health Coach, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source, matchmaker Linda Miller, and others of the team. And I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So after one important message about organ donation, we'll learn financial wellness from Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us to share more information about investing for our retirement tax efficiently and more. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, you know, there's that saying, you don't know what you don't know. Well, this has been an evergreen saying of ours over the years, and any regular From a Woman's Perspective listener has heard us, me say it, and you say this over and over the weeks. Today's example of you don't know what you don't know is about principal protected notes, kind of a complicated name. My guess is that most listeners, in fact, most financial advisors, are not familiar with this type of investment. It's in the same family of investments called structured products that we've been discussing over the last few weeks. So what are principal protected notes? Principal protected notes provide a return, a guaranteed return of 10%+ per year if a basket of Canadian stocks go up or just stays the same. It's not complicated. There's no catches. And your original capital is 100% guaranteed by the issuer, for example, the Bank of Nova Scotia, in case this basket of bank stocks, insurance companies, telecommunications, and pipelines never go up over the next 7 years. And sure, that could happen. You could also get struck by lightning on your way to cashing in your winning lottery ticket. But it really is unlikely. It's more about when in 7 years that it might happen than if. And that, of course, isn't known. So in summary, what can principal protected notes do for you? Number one, provide a 10%+ per year return guaranteed by the issuer in a contract like the Bank of Nova Scotia. Number two, your return gets paid when the basket of high-quality blue-chip Canadian stocks is the same or goes up over the 7 years, at any point over the 7 years after the first 2 years. And number three, your principal is 100% guaranteed if, after 7 years, those stocks have never gone up. So who are these principal protected notes best suited for? Principal protected notes of this sort don't pay a regular income. So there are, you know, if there's someone out there looking for an income, these don't work. They're for growth with capital guarantees. The second thing, who they're best suited for, the first anniversary is not for 2 years. Then it's every year after that. So it's for someone who can invest for the longer term, between 2 and 7 years. Though our research clearly demonstrates that this investment will be called and paid in 3 years or less. And finally, your 10% plus return is all interest income. So this makes it best suited for RRSP accounts, tax-free savings accounts where that money can go tax-deferred or tax-free, or people with very low tax rates. So the income tax rate isn't a real burden. And finally, anyone looking for high stock-like returns with a 100% guarantee of principal. So you don't know what you don't know. And if you didn't know about principal-protected notes, you now have an edge. If 10% plus returns with a capital guarantee sounds interesting, take the next step. For all From a Woman's Perspective listeners, I'll make myself available for a no-cost, no-obligation 15-minute call about principal-protected notes. During our call, you can ask your questions. I will ask you 7 questions to see how principal-protected notes might help you in your personal situation. And at the end of our call, you'll have a much better idea whether these principal-protected notes are a good fit with your objectives and your financial and lifestyle needs.
While our objective is always to help people make informed decisions so they can sleep at night, you always widen my scope of knowledge. Principal protected notes. Never heard of them there, Darren. So thank you for that. And thank you for offering to explain personally to anyone who really wants to follow up. The number 416-863-7501. Darren Farwell. Principal protected notes. 10% per year return sounds good to me, but you don't know what you don't know. 7 questions, your answers, and then a decision that lets you sleep at night and helps you make your money work for you. Darren, thanks for increasing my knowledge and everyone else listening knowledge and teaching us about principal protected notes.
You're welcome, Marin. And that was an excellent summary. And as you were sort of indicating in that summary, it's important to get the details. And I'm here to help either send you some information or have a conversation.
From a Woman's Perspective team is happy to have Darren Farwell and the team as part of our team because they care and they want to share information so that you make the right decisions and are comfortable with them. The number again, 416-863-7501. Talk again soon, Darren. Bye-bye for now.
Bye, Marilyn.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. And this week, we're learning the next 3 trends of 2023 so we can look after our health naturally. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I wanted to talk to continue the conversation about some of the latest health trends, certainly from a naturopathic standpoint, that are very popular these days. And the first one is we're going to talk a little bit about adaptogens. The second thing we're going to talk about is cognitive behavior therapy, and I'll talk about what that is in a second. And the third one is mood-boosting foods. So when we think of adaptogens, these are herbs or roots or other plant extracts, and they really help the body handle stress, anxiety, and fatigue. And they've been used in Eastern medicine for hundreds of years, but they're very popular. A lot of people are asking about it, you know, as a way to handle stress and boost their immune system. So when we think of sort of the top three out there, Ashwagandha is something that's quite used a lot. It helps for people struggling with depression, for example. But it does have, we need to be aware that it can interact negatively with certain medication, and it's not recommended for pregnant or breastfeeding women. So with any of these recommendations, it's always important to speak with your naturopathic doctor about whether this is the right avenue for you. The second thing is maca, something that's a root that's been originated. It originates in the Andes Mountain, and it actually helps to boost libido and aid in infertility. But I sometimes use it for symptoms of menopause, hot flashes, and even poor sleep. The last thing I often will use in my patients is something called reishi mushrooms, and these are an incredible immune-boosting Chinese mushroom, and it really helps with the immune system. It's anti-inflammatory, and the research has been shown to be anti-cancer, and many patients will often add it to other drinks, for example, their coffees and their teas. The second item is cognitive behavioral therapy, and a lot of my patients are coming in still with sleep issues. They're having difficulty getting a good night's rest, for example. And, for example, cognitive behavior therapy can be used often. Sometimes they'll refer to a specialist for this, but it can be cognitive interventions, for example, looking at the thoughts that are not conducive to sleep, as well as behaviors, for example, eating and watching TV before you go to bed. And many of these practitioners, including some of the practitioners who work in my clinic, will help patients adapt some of their behaviors so they're able to sleep better without the use of sleeping pills, for example. And the last item is mood-boosting foods. And these foods are essential. They contain essential nutrients, things like amino acids, minerals, and other chemicals that the brain uses as fuel for neurotransmission. So it really helps our brain work more effectively. It includes things like fatty fish, egg yolks, and green tea. Green tea in particular contains something called L-theanine, and it's been studied for its positive effects on brain health and anxiety. Of course, you don't want to drink too much of it, especially before bed, because green tea does have natural caffeine in it. So we've covered about five trends over the last couple of weeks, and certainly if people have some more questions they want to ask, they can certainly give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you want to take care of your health and do it naturally, a complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic is yours. All you have to do is take down this number and call 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, for enlightening us more this week about the trends, and look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
A huge part of truth and reconciliation is made worthwhile by true stories being spoken, heard, and then positive actions taken. Listening can't happen when we don't hear properly. To explain how we can hear our best and stay engaged in life and take part in truth and reconciliation, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. We will only understand one another when we listen and hear each other's viewpoints. This clears up misunderstandings, and we can eventually develop mutual understanding and respect for one another. We can always agree to disagree, but having heard one another will at least get us to that conclusion. Today, I wanted to talk about how some people think about their hearing aids and what others might think when they see them in their ears. Now, I think there's a little bit of humor in this because I find it so interesting that some people are concerned with what a small and usually discreet hearing aid in their ears would look like. Meanwhile, almost every young person walking around has these very obvious white or black devices sticking out of their ears, and yet nobody seems to care. What people usually see and take notice of is our behavior instead of an object in our ears. And what I'm referring to is our body language when we are not able to hear well. We tend to lean towards the person whom we are talking with. We tend to cup our ear, or sometimes we try and make the best of it and guess at what people say and often respond with an inappropriate response. What's also interesting is often people think that hearing aids take too long to get used to. And more often than not, people are quite surprised at how quickly they become used to wearing the hearing aids. It's exactly like Darren Farwell keeps saying, you don't know what you don't know. Which brings me to my happy story for today. I had yet another gentleman by the name of Richard who came to see me recently. Richard was aware that he had a hearing loss and was deep in his research of hearing aids for the last 5 years. Richard had taken no action to try a set of hearing aids instead of just reading about them. What's worse is he had gone down the rabbit hole of information about all the people's complaints and problems with their hearing aids. Naturally, when Richard came in, he had many questions about hearing aids and what to expect. I asked Richard if he would like to try a set so he could potentially answer all of these questions for himself. He was surprised that this was even an option, and he said yes. After about a week of use, he came in and actually purchased his own set. He was quite surprised at how easy it was to get used to them, and he was having none of the issues that he was reading about. Richard needed to be heard, and at the same time, Richard needed to hear for himself so that he could understand. So why not make some time for yourself to be heard and come in and hear for yourself how much better you can hear by taking this one small step?
Well, Edmund, I'm the wardrobe doctor, and I love the colorful earbuds that people are wearing. Yes, we hear music through those earbuds. We hear stories and audio books in those earbuds, but we can hear everyday living. It doesn't have to be a tiny little hearing aid. It can be something a lot more fun. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because it isn't always about how you look in something, but it is about how you feel. And I'm glad that you were able to help Richard. If someone wants an intensive hearing test and a conversation about hearing aids today to find out their best path, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us, Marilyn, is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. It's a free hearing test, is it not?
It is.
So it only costs time to get the information that we need so that we can make an informed decision. We can decide on the kind of hearing aid based on what we need and what we like, and we can enjoy hearing and speaking to others and being able to respond logically and take action when it's necessary. Edmund, hearing is so essential to us. Thanks for helping the people who come through your door. I get calls all the time for people who are grateful that you have helped them. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. Hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian and his team, always there for the people who reach out to them. Thank you, Edmund, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet the right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I'm going to talk about another couple that has been incredibly hard to get hold of, because basically I matched them up and they've been gone. So Simone and Andre, they probably met again less than a year ago, and it's shocking the amount of places they've traveled to. So they've been to Niagara Falls, Cuba, Scotland, Liverpool, Nottingham, England, and they're leaving on Monday to go to Aruba. And so it's like, it's just crazy. And the funny thing about them is I'd matched them up, and I called to talk to her, and I said, you know, Simone, I've got this great guy, and you know, he likes the same things you do. He loves to golf. He loves to travel. And then I told her about him, and she said, I don't want to date another realtor. I'm not interested in that. I already do real estate. Two people doing real estate, that's too many people in real estate. So anyway, they're kind of, you know, close to retirement age. But so they got together, And they just never looked back. He was telling me this hysterical story about them driving, he said, on the wrong side of the road. I would like to say just the other side of the road. But anyway, they had this ongoing kind of dialogue as they were driving, because both of them were a bit nervous about it, but they did it anyway and managed to get through it. And they had a great time. And so I think that sometimes people have this sort of knee-jerk reaction, oh, I don't want a real estate agent, or I don't want somebody who plays tennis, or there's some little thing, you know, on a person's profile, and you might say no about it. But it's kind of ridiculous to do that, because sometimes those people that you think of as being not quite right on a profile end up being like the perfect partner in crime. And really what you're trying to do is find somebody that you can have fun with for the rest of your life, who engages you intellectually for the rest of your life, who, you know, when you're with the right person, there's never a dull moment. It can make doing anything together fun. You don't have to be on a fancy trip. You can be going to the Home Depot or just, you know, relaxing at home. And if it's the right person, it's just fun.
Well, finding the right person is a challenge for most of us. But traveling means that they have no excess baggage. They probably can lock their door and go on wherever they want to go. So they've done the cleaning their excess baggage mentally, emotionally, and physically, and now they can see the world and have fun. If anyone listening wants to find out if perhaps that right person is waiting for them, then call Cupid, our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Linda's number, 416-777-6302. It starts with a conversation, and then you can decide what's best for you. The number again, 416-777-6302. Linda, thank you for sharing Simone and Andre's story. And if they're in the country, a shout out to Simone and Andre.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here, and I wanted to talk to you today about some benefits of walking. You know, everybody goes to the doctor and hears you should do more exercise. And physical activity is important. But what we don't always realize is that walking overall is really good for your overall health. It comes with a wide variety of benefits, and I want to just highlight a few that you may not be familiar with. And this is from the Harvard Medical School reporting. What they said is that walking counteracts the effects of weight-promoting genes. And what that means is when they look at the genes in people that actually promote weight, those that walk actually decrease that risk by about half. So if you come from a family where people are overweight and you have a genetic predisposition, walking may be really helpful for you. Secondly, it may help tame your sweet tooth. If you really are someone that loves sweets and that you go for that easily, some research out of the University of Exeter in the UK suggests that walking will decrease your cravings. We also know that walking reduces your risk of breast cancer. We know that any physical activity really does reduce the risk of breast cancer, but the American Cancer Society has found that women who walked more than 7 or more hours per week had a 14% lower risk of breast cancer than women who walked 3 hours or fewer per week. So walking seems to protect women both in terms of weight and maybe in terms of altering hormones. Walking is good for joint pain. We know it reduces risk of arthritis-related pain. And finally, as we're getting into the cold and flu season, what we know is that walking actually helps boost your immune function. So listen, Canada, get up, put on your running shoes, go outside and start walking. Your body will thank you.
Well, Dr. Brown, useful advice in clear, simple language we can understand. All we need to do is remember your advice and we can age healthily. The book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's available in bookstores across Canada, on Amazon. It's a Canadian bestseller. Remember, drvivianbrown.com. And if you'd like a signed copy, you're welcome to call me and order it directly. I have signed copies at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, for sharing that great advice about walking.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Good friends talk. They share the good, the bad, the ugly. They support one another by talking openly, and they dispel myths. That takes away the fear and moves us in a positive direction. Today, gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic joins us to talk plainly and openly about our vaginal health. To put it simply, we're going to talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm really happy to know about your clinic. I've had people call and say that it's helped them for a number of reasons, but women don't talk enough about their vaginal health, and they think sometimes that it's their problem and no one else's problem. So maybe you could tell us a little about an aging vagina.
Sure. Well, you know, this is a problem. Women, we're so busy always internalizing and worrying about other people that we don't think about our own health, and that when something comes up, often it's, oh, I'll deal with it later, or it's nothing to worry about. But an aging vagina is a natural phenomena. Once we go through menopause, the vagina changes, the cells change, the hormonal environment changes, and that can lead to problems down the road. And the one that we see most of the time is something called urogenital atrophy, which is an aging vagina, and a vagina without any estrogen support has less blood flow, the skin's changed, it becomes very thin, bleeds easily, can have an abnormal discharge, and that can lead to conditions like frequent bladder infections and also to painful intercourse, or there are women that I see that just have given up on intercourse because, you know, we don't understand why we're not being able to have it. And over the years with my FemRenew clinic, I've been able to educate women and through programs like this and say, hey, this is a problem. It's your problem because you have it, but it's nothing that you made, and let's not ignore it because we need to treat this.
So how do we treat it?
So an aging vagina that has symptoms can really be treated by either estrogen support. And I see a lot of women spending a lot of money doing things like buying over-the-counter remedies that are moisturizers and lubricants, and they actually don't work. They don't change the tissue. So estrogen, local estrogen, it doesn't have to be in the form of oral or transdermal hormone replacement, just local estrogen in the vagina in tiny amounts. Can change the skin, or the Mona Lisa laser treatment, which I've been happy to have in Toronto for the last 10 years. And it's a local treatment that delivers laser to the vaginal walls that change them back to where they were before menopause. And it's really life-changing for most women. All of the women that I've seen have always gone, oh, thank you, I've given me my life back. And that's what it's all about, making sure that we can make positive changes for women's long-term life.
So how long does it take, and is there any downtime, side effects?
So the laser is a local treatment. It takes about 5 minutes to do. It doesn't hurt. There's no prep. There's no recovery. There are three treatments that we do 6 weeks apart that give us a lasting effect for approximately 6 months to a year. And then there's sort of a top-up just to make sure that the skin continues to be changed that way. And it really does work, and it does change women's lives, not only for intimacy, but bladder infections. I have a lot of women with frequent bladder infections that come. It can help with incontinence or having that feeling of having to go and lose urine. So it really does revolutionize many women's lives.
So if we wanted to talk to you about these problems, maybe we're experiencing a leaky bladder or have burning sensations or vaginal itch. I guess there's so many things that can happen to a woman. How do you suggest we proceed?
You can call my office at 416-924-4666 or send me an email through the website, femrenew.ca. And we can have a conversation and see what makes sense going forward for you.
So basically, the Mona Lisa touch is a way to rejuvenate the vagina. Do we need a referral to talk to you?
You do. You need a referral for any gynecological care, but to talk about the aging vagina and FemRenew products, you can call my office. You do not need a referral.
So basically, 6 weeks apart, three treatments under 5 minutes long, no downtime, minimal side effects, if any, and we don't have to use messy creams or lubricants and get our estrogen. So it sounds interesting. If anyone listening is experiencing problems, then talk vagina with Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic and find out if the Mona Lisa touch is something you'd like to proceed with. The number again, 416-924-4666. That's the FemRenew Clinic, 416-924-4666. Thank you, Dr. Faye, for talking vagina on From a Woman's Perspective.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. In my years of dressing women of all ages, sizes, and lifestyle, the biggest challenge has been to help select clothes for women attending a wedding. In this diverse world, there are different cultures, and how to dress and celebrate a marriage can be a challenge. However, when we ask questions and research what a family would find appropriate, we usually can get a roadmap to guide what to wear to a wedding of someone of any heritage. The first information is given to us with the invitation. The who, what, where, when, and how of the celebration takes us a step in the right direction. I recently dressed a friend of a South Asian bride. The wedding was a place of worship, followed by a gala event with dancing. So obviously, comfortable dancing shoes were going to be a must. Also, a headscarf. I suggested Anna, my client, call her friend the bride and ask her friend for some guidelines. Priya was very happy to share the information. She suggested Anna wear a pantsuit so she could be modest and fashionable at the same time. Color was not a huge issue. Simply stay clear of black and white and think cheerful colors, colors of the rainbow. Accessories could include bling of all sorts, gold bracelets, bangles, earrings, necklaces. The bolder the better, real or mimic, it didn't matter. Splash was in order. So what did Anna opt to wear? We found a hot pink ensemble that included palazzo pants and a trapeze-shaped long sleeve matching top, and we accompanied it by a soft shawl of the same color. Long chandelier earrings with rose quartz gemstones framed her face, gold bracelets and bangles on both wrists. A gold necklace also framed Anna's face and sat perfectly in the oval neckline of her top. Anna slipped on her comfy, chunky-heeled gold sandals and a multicolored sequined bag over her shoulder, and she was good to go. Regardless of whose wedding we're invited to, the key is to dress appropriately and be comfortable for the event and have the right instructions. The best sources, the invitation, and of course the host of the function's information. Comfort is necessary, Respect for the culture is mandatory. Once we know what we need to know, we can pull our best look together and not have any regrets or if-onlys. The diversity of our country offers us a buffet of people of different heritages to choose as our friends. Their cultures and rituals are interesting to learn about. And when we're included in their celebrations of marriage, we can do ourselves and them proud by doing a bit of homework before we decide what to wear. Anyone with wardrobe or image questions are welcome to send me, Marilyn Weston, the Wardrobe Doctor, an email. My address, Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, dot Wetston, W-E-T, S-T-O-N, like Nancy, at gmail.com. Or you're always welcome to call me directly at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'll gladly help you and be your wardrobe doctor. The number again, 416-504-6777, and my email, Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, dot Wetston, W-E-T-S-T-O-N, at gmail.com. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and more. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the Wardrobe Doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us with some tips for accessible renovations. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And a few months ago, we worked on a renovation on a kitchen and a bathroom in Brampton that was all on the main floor, and I wanted to share some insight on our experience with the listeners today. I believe that having an initial plan in place is crucial to the success of a project of this magnitude, or any project for that matter. This particular project had detailed plans of the layout of the kitchen and the layout of the bathroom with all the products and appliances chosen ahead of time. This is important for two reasons. Number one, we can order the products ahead of time to make sure they're on the job site so there is no delays. And number two, we know the rough and height and measurements, so we also don't have delays in our work just because we didn't know the size of a particular item. This is nothing better than having the actual product on site, so measurements are accurate and there are no surprises. I wanted to point out a few hurdles we had to overcome, so if you're thinking of renovating your kitchen or bathroom, you could plan for this as well. Number one, how level is your floor? In this particular project, the floor shifted and was very unleveled. For many purposes, such as accurate tiling and having leveled kitchen countertops and cabinets, this needs to be addressed. In our case, we had to cover all the seams in the floor and pour self-leveler, so we had perfectly flat surface to work on. You also have to take into account that if the floor raises a certain amount, will that leave big transitions going into separate rooms of your house, and how will you deal with them? Number two, electrical. If you plan on adding pot lights or separate circuits, do you have enough space on your current electrical panel? If you do, how difficult is it to run the wire to the new location that you need? In our case, we knew there was enough space on the panel, but there wasn't a clear path to run the new electrical wiring to the space we needed without doing damage to the house. In this case, we had to run the wire through conduit on the exterior of the home, and this allowed us to get electrical where we needed it. In the bathroom, we had an unforeseen circumstance once we finished the demolition. We noticed the shower wasn't vented properly, In this case, we had no choice but to run a vent through the exterior of the home so the plumbing fixtures can function properly. The client had to pay a bit more out of pocket to have this done, but was happy we brought this up and addressed the issue. This overall project, renovating the kitchen and bathroom, took us a little over 4 weeks, and now the client has perfectly leveled floors with a breathtaking new kitchen and an island with beautiful appliances. In the bathroom, we refreshed the space with a gorgeous new shower, new vanity, and a fresh coat of paint to bring the space to life. You can see these finished photos on our website in our project portfolio. Visit www.greatertorontoaccessibility.com. That's www.greatertorontoaccessibility.com. We really take pride in our work, and it's what we love to do, and I'm happy to share these tips with you.
Well, Daniel, you've shared some information that a lot of people don't even think about. They figure if they look at the outside and it looks good, everything is done. I made that mistake many years ago, and a gentleman renovated my bathroom, but he didn't address the problem that was behind the walls and under the floor. And then I had the same problem a few months later. So you go to the basics and write down to what needs to be done in advance and make a plan and then follow that plan so that there are no regrets later. I guess the fact that you do things once and you do them right is shown in this example. If someone wants to talk to you about planning ahead for something they want to do to make their home a forever home, what do you recommend?
So I recommend you give me a call. I can do a consultation in your home. We call it the total home safety check. So I'll come to your house, and we could look at your kitchen, your bathroom, having trouble getting into the house or in the backyard. We look at all areas of the home. I come up with a plan on paper so you know what we can do and how much it's going to cost, and it is your roadmap to the future. So it's a great assessment to take advantage of if you're looking to renovate, and we can try to spot the things before you start. So, you know, you'll have a plan in place and you don't have to worry about anything.
Well, a roadmap to the future, costs outlined, everything done clearly. How much do you charge for that?
The assessment's $89.95.
And are we going to get a show special, please?
I have to give one. Of course I do. This week, I would like to give it away for free for the first three callers.
So a total home safety check, a written assessment with costing, Daniel Wiskin, from your front door to your back door and even into your yard, and then you'll know the way to do things and have them done right and have them done only once. Daniel, your number again?
647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Dial the number, and if you're one of the first three callers, you'll get the total home safety check for free. And it's priceless when you have a roadmap to the future and can do something with no regrets and no anxiety. Dealing with Daniel Wiskin and Greater Toronto Accessibility, you're dealing with people who deal from their heart. They have the experience and the knowledge, but they want everyone to be happy at the end, doing it once and doing it right. Daniel, thank you for sharing those tips. I'm sure that people who are going ahead will be much better off knowing what to ask and what to do. And total home safety check, free to you if you call 647-206-6409. Thanks again, Daniel.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
So now let's learn more about what happens when we lose weight from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Brain gains. Studies connect obesity to troubles with memory, thinking skills, and overall brain function. A study in 20 overweight women suggests it works the other way too. Though it was a small study, it showed that after losing weight, the women did better on memory tests. Certain parts of their brain also became more active after the weight loss. Reduce your health risks. Obesity increases your risk for many health problems. Losing the extra weight can help eliminate those problems or lower your odds for them. Weight loss can reduce your blood pressure and cholesterol. It can also slash risks for diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and osteoarthritis. Cut your cancer risk. People who have more body fat are more likely to get many types of cancer. Weight loss can lower your risk for breast, colon, prostate, and other cancers. even if you do get cancer, you'll have better odds if you fight the disease at a healthier weight. Your body clock shifts. Fixed meal times can help regulate the internal clock that keeps your body running on a 24-hour day. If you've changed when you eat to help you lose weight, you may also see changes in when you sleep and when you wake. If you want to keep losing, studies show that when you eat matters. For example, overweight and obese women may lose more weight when they eat a bigger breakfast and less at dinner, even when the total calories for the day are the same. Remember, your metabolism slows. If you lost a lot of weight, it's because you're eating less. When you make a major change in the amount of food you take in each day, your body begins to process it more slowly. This can make it harder to keep losing weight after you've already lost some. You can give your metabolism help with more exercise, including strength training to build your muscle mass. And the more muscle mass you have, the more calories you burn at rest. So I would like you to try my online group training, complimentary for 1 week, and see if this is right for you. Call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, to register.
I've watched people reach their ideal goals for weight week by week with the help of Christine, the health coach. Take down the number, register for the free week, have the conversation, and then move towards your ideal weight with the help of Christine. She'll be your health coach. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, for that valuable information, and I look forward to learning more from you next week, and see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Marilyn. I shall see you tomorrow.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto. CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, downsize, or move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and a great team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish and leave us smiling. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm sharing a tip of the week from one of our clients, Natalie. It's a hard one to accept for sure, and I know that there are a few exceptions out there, but for the most part, your kids don't want your stuff. I understand that many older adults have held on to the bone china sets and the silver plate and the Ainsley whatnots, but sadly, your kids and your grandkids often want a different look. They want to create their own travel memories and commemorate their own experiences, digitally often. So what do you do with all those collectibles? At Moving Seniors with a Smile, we can help you to strategically navigate the current sales and donation landscape. We also do our best to keep as much as possible out of landfill and, of course, encourage you to keep the best of the best as you make the decisions how best to get rid of the rest.
You always help people, Lori, and I know you offer a complimentary consultation. If anyone wants to speak to you about decluttering, downsizing, or moving, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. 8106. Anything you want to do, when someone has the knowledge and experience that Lori and her team has, they'll help you and you won't have anything to worry about. They'll leave you smiling. Thank you, Lori, and have a good week. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and absolutely.
It's Truth and Reconciliation Day, and it's in our hands to meet the present challenges we face here in Canada. We can look back. We can listen to survivors, we can learn from the past and plan for a better future. Our history doesn't dictate what we'll be. We can do better. Deep wounds can heal with love, care, and the right actions. All Canadians are bound together, and together we can create a future that lifts people up, one that is fair and equitable and respects our differences. Today can be a pivotal moment, one in which we can choose to remove the mistrust and misunderstanding that divides us. Instead, we can pull together. We can choose to build a unified Canada, one we all enjoy and are proud of, one in which we embrace the scars left from our past as a reminder never to forget, and as a symbol of our capacity to overcome adversity and bond with one another. Our hour together today is almost at an end. It's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Kelly Carlos Duncan and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Nelson Mandela said, "Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen." Let's enjoy this National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, and let's make it meaningful. Have a wonderful weekend, a fantastic week, and please plan to join me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here again on Zoomer Radio next Saturday morning at 8, when we speak again from a woman's perspective. Bye for now, and please, let's all do what we can to build reconciliation so we enjoy a Canada that gives us freedom and the opportunity to grow, each and every one of us. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.